take yourself out of God's hand, I'll tell you, on the one hand, he holds you too tightly and you hold him too tightly. By the way, Paul writes this during a winter in Corinth, and neither he nor the church at Rome could know how short a time would elapse before they would stand in need of this very comforting truth. Paul would himself be killed by a sword, and his readers would reach the point where their blood was shed to soak the sand of the great Roman amphitheaters. But the honor of Christ is always safe in the hands and the heart of a true believer. The honor of Christ is always safe in the hands and the heart of a true believer. They didn't fear to die. They were mauled with wild beasts. They were naked, soaked in tar, and burned like torches. They fought with men and beasts. But they were always safe in the love of Christ. They never fell out of it. And so, Paul says there isn't anything or anybody that's going to take away your salvation. And then he caps it off with those great words of verses 38 and 39. This sums up everything. For I am convinced, that's persuaded, confident, because of all the reasoning that he's just gone through. I am convinced, not only that, but also because of his own experience. You know, don't you? He had had tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and ultimately the sword. He had had all of that stuff, and none of it ever separated him from the love of Christ. And so he said, from my own experience and from my own theology, on both counts, I'm convinced that nothing can separate us. And he gets pretty specific. Not death, the greatest enemy, the gates of Hades. Not death, not life. What does he mean by that? No state of being. There is no state of being, be you dead or be you alive, which can separate you from the love of Christ. And then he says, not angels, and he probably means good angels, holy angels, not assuming that they ever would, but just to make the general categorical statement. Not holy angels nor principalities, and he may mean they're evil angels. Not any state of being and not any being, angelic, be he holy or demonic. And then he says, nothing present and nothing to come. Because somebody would say, oh, well, it's not like it used to be and things are tougher now, so you might lose your salvation now, whereas in those old days you wouldn't because things weren't so tough. That's silly thinking in the first place, but just in case somebody would think that way, he says, no, nothing in the present and nothing in the future is ever able to change this. Nothing. No state of being, no beings in the supernatural realm.